Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're headed into at least the more friendly confines of the weekend. We've had a lot of weird weeks early on in this Texan season. Sunday at noon, man. Sunday at noon, NRG Stadium. Maybe that can help return some regularity, some level of normalcy to what this Texans team has been coming out of the bye, laying a stinker on a Monday night, right? Like, maybe they can help us return to some normalcy. But regardless, let's go through the factors that we think will impact the outcome of that game. A little Texans win because, Texans lose because. Let us know what you're thinking. 713-572-4610 on those factors. Lopez, is there anything that comes to mind immediately for you on some Texans win because, Texans lose because?
First thing that came to mind is this shouldn't be a trick question. Seriously, because usually it's like, well, if this player or this unit, players, do this because of the matchup, et cetera, et cetera.
Play a clean football game.
That's actually not too far off.
I'm not familiar with those.
From what my real biggest, banner headline.
Just got to execute.
Win because, again, you're not far off, is find a way to talk and figure it out.
Communication is the key.
You know what the Texans need? The Texans need a get together shirt. Have you seen the little kids? Or like, I've seen it on social media more than anything. Where like two little kids would have been mad, and then the parents get just like a extra extra large shirt.
Yeah.
And put them in it. They both got to be in the shirt and get together. That's the Texans need that for the entirety of the team. Everybody in one big old shirt. Everybody get along.
It sounds so weird. We've been saying the word weird a lot today, but like, do you get what D'Amico and Matt Burke are telling you, defense? Yes. Are you sure? Read it back to us. Are you sure that the offensive line, that it's not just execution, which really is starting to rub me the wrong way. It's just such a passive aggressive way of blaming the players. Are you sure it's not just that? It's not talent. I mean, do you know what you're doing? Are we all on the same page? Do we have the best players in the best position? Communication among coaches. Are we going to do this rotational crap, whether it's at left guard or special teams returner or whatever? To me, it's just like, can you communicate? Can you communicate? Because you're good enough on defense. You're at home. You would suspect, you can play enough offense to beat the Niners if you play, your defense. To me, it's like, can we get on the same page? Maybe that's it.
Just
good old-fashioned cliche.
I think you definitely need to start there, right? Yeah. I'm actually glad you – because, we like getting into some of the – maybe, I'll throw some stats for some of the people that need to perform in this game. But they do need to start from the foundational point of, is everybody going to pull in the same direction here?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this is NFL football, man. Like, they get paid too, and you can't just use that to wipe away criticism. Right now, that also means you've got a really tough opponent over there any given Sunday. You got to make sure that you're coming with your best foot forward. And right now, it hadn't feel like they've been putting their best foot forward. How about we try and put our best foot forward as a staff, record label, and crew?
Yes, 100%. I don't want to use the word dysfunctional because we know what dysfunctional looks like.
Right. If anyone knows that, we know.
We know what it looks like. And it's not this.
Maybe a little premature for that one, friends.
I hope we never get there.
Agreed.
But there is definitely a disconnect, and you just got
to
connect.
No, I think that's absolutely fair. To that point, I think Texans, I don't even know if I can go definitely win because, but Texans have the opportunity win because they trust what they've seen. I think that was one of the most frustrating things when we got to Monday night and we were like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
Trust what you've seen. Drew Scruggs has played a better left guard. Trust what you've seen. Jalen Knoll has been very much very good for you. He's been able to get some separation in ways that maybe some of the other guys haven't. And also he's returned the rock pretty well. Trust what you've seen in some of these instances and play accordingly. I don't think we need to we don't need to galaxy brain this because there's enough issues before you go and start making some new ones. Trust what you see.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that ties in with my point.
Yeah.
It's very.
But no, this ain't everybody need to get together. Kumbaya on the team.
Actually, look at the tape.
Hey, coach staff.
Have you seen the tape?
Coach staff, let's not make this harder than it is. Yeah. I think you guys know even better than me. Your job is not an easy one. I recognize that. Yeah. Let's also operate with that understanding and not make it harder for ourselves. I'm one of those people that I can make things harder for myself all the damn time.
Yeah. Now let's get into some of the things we usually talk about when it comes to win because and lose because, and that is, you know, some of the things you want to do or you could do to win this game.
Establish the run.
It's not going to be about the defense per se to me.
Oh, I actually disagree. I think it's
No, I'm saying I know what to expect from the defense. Now, if they can get some more turnovers, and how about another score? Preferably a safety.
Texas win because they get a defensive touchdown. Yeah. How about that?
Defense got the score.
But to me, it's who's going to catch the ball and why is his name Jalen Knoll?
Well, I think Jalen Knoll might be the given, right? Mm-hmm. When they have been forced into, when their back has been against the wall and they utilize Jalen Knoll, he's delivered. I think the question then becomes, do you get something also out of Xavier Hutchinson?
Yeah,
Higgins? Because, again, I don't know that you win in a football game with one guy showing up, or maybe even two, because Dalton Schultz,
yes,
although he is, you know, dealing with that, you know, that, what was that, they listed him as a shoulder, I think.
But he also had an eye thing at some point.
Back and shoulder. Yeah. He was a limited participant yesterday. I'd be interested to see what he was today once the injury report comes out. He's clearly hurting, and that definitely hampered him on Monday, short week. I think that he should still be a guy that you can trust in those instances in zone to just, you know, get the ball to. But I think, you know, Jalen Knoll, I'm starting to come to a place where I'm like, I know that he can get some separation and there's some level of connectivity with CJ Stroud so you can get him the football. I'm not certain about that with Jaden Higgins right now. I'm not certain about that, weirdly enough, with Xavier Hutchinson. Can they get some separation? And even I think Higgins has had some separation. Can they, you know, dial that in so that you have more opportunities to move the football? Because Nico Collins, it feels very strongly that he's not going to be.
I get it, but I said Jalen Knoll because of that, because I think right now he's your best weapon. It's not like, what were we saying last week? I kept saying, it's got to be a Nico game, got to be a Nico game. Well, Nico's probably going to be out. Who's, you know, it's about players, not plays, as coaches like to say. That player, when it comes to the receiving position, to me is Jalen Knoll right now, especially based off of his last game. So I mentioned him for that reason and another reason. I don't need any more Braxton Berrios. I don't need any more Braxton
Berrios.
He's
going to be in here. He'll be mixed in. You don't have that many guys.
Yeah, he'll be mixed in, but not in lieu of.
Sure, certainly.
Not in lieu of.
And again, I think that they're reaching a place where they're not going to have much.
Are they? Are you sure about that?
I can't say that I am.
Yeah.
I would have said that they were. I was sure
Jalen
about that last
starting
week.
Over Braxton Berrios figure? You sure?
I ain't about to make that bet.
I like the way you did that.
I ain't about to make that bet. I wouldn't be surprised if Braxton Berrios play more. Oof. If they feel like, oh, this is the veteran, so we got to go to him more.
Yeah.
Let's get him involved more. And then sprinkle in a little
That's silly, and you're right, but it's silly, and that's why I said Jalen Knoll, best player right now, get him the ball as much as you can.
From the 409 on the text line, again, 713-572-4610. 956 is the number that I was trying to look at. Texans win because the O-line gets their bleep together. Lose because it's all the same. Yeah, if it's all the same, that you can't expect to go into an NFL football game and get a victory, but Do you see the possibility, the plausibility of the offensive line playing in unison?
Haven't they been playing in unison?
They got to a little bit of playing in unison in those games.
I don't think they're just good enough.
In the good lands, when you had the Titans and the Ravens game, there was some things that were problematic, and yeah, they just got beat.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew that Seattle defensive line was really, really tough. This this Niners defensive line, they have some injury things that are showing up here, and you wonder if those will show up, right? Like looking at some DMPs, we knew Gross Matos wasn't going to play, but on that defensive line, I guess Kalia Davis is actually was a full participant yesterday, but defensive ends, Bryce Huff still did not participate. I think they're what you're going with, to be fair, but yeah, if they can get together where they're playing on that same vein, I don't know that you have the same disruptor in the middle of the defense that you had with Byron Murphy. So I think that you might have the possibility of actually doing something if you guys can at least just play together, right?
Yeah.
Which is still a very low bar of what we're talking about here, but at least play together and give yourself a little bit of an opportunity, because there's a whole bunch of young guys over there that admittedly played well last week, but maybe that's a little bit less of a given as like Byron Murphy.
So what were you saying about the defense now?
Okay, so with the defense, I think Texans give themselves an opportunity to win. If I'm not going to do the stop the run, because clearly Christian McCaffrey is there, but if you can try and get some stops on first and second down, because one thing about the San Francisco 49ers team is they are great, not good on third down.
Yes.
They are incredible on third down. They're top five, I think, when it comes to efficiency.
I was just going to ask about, I think they're one of the most efficient teams passing the ball. Maybe the most in yard. I saw it earlier.
So they're fifth fifth when it comes to EPA per play on third down, just generally. If I limit that just to passing, they actually are third.
Okay, maybe that's
in those instances. Yeah. And that obviously that also incorporates even when you have Mac Jones involved in here too. Like there's a lot of that is because Christian McCaffrey is a very particularly tough player to actually have to account for. If you can give this defense the opportunity to play with the third and long as opposed to a third and short, you might give yourself an opportunity to get off the field, which is, as we know, is necessary for the way that this team plays. So first and second down become incredibly vital. And some of that, I imagine, is the particular way that this defensive line likes kind of shooting up the field. It can't look like what it looked like against the Seahawks, where you shoot up the field and then you have runs go by you. Because, as you mentioned, there was no negative runs for the Seahawks in that game. And it's not like there weren't guys in the backfield at times. You need to get your arms around them, at least stop that forward momentum for Christian McCaffrey. Give yourself an opportunity of having third and longs and then calling into the game plan the opportunity for your edge rushers to really go and get after Mac Jones.
The interesting thing about
assuming that it's Mac Jones that plays.
And Brock Purdy was limited yesterday?
Limited Wednesday. I think all of the conversation has still kind of been like Mac Jones is supposed to play, but I haven't heard that for certain. And so I'm actually in a place where I'm like, should I be worried that Brock Purdy plays?
No, I'm wondering. And I do think it's interesting that you mentioned that get him in long situations, because their wide receiver room is not exactly terrifying, but they're very effective, you know? And I think what it comes down to, you win because you find a way to somehow stop George Kittle.
Yeah.
And that
feels like a lose because right now, dude.
It really does. That's exactly where I was going, because George Kittle, if a linebacker gets on him, if Jalen Petrie has to get on him, we know how it ends up.
Yeah, I mean, George Kittle, the only thing is I wonder, how does it look like in zone compared to man?
True.
Like does that give him as much opportunity to, you know, get off and running as sometimes it can be? And then how much does like EJ speed affect that? Cause he's actually proven to have a little bit more range. And that was one of the concerns
I don't know if I like any of those.
Oh no, I don't think that you've got a great option in that. Hey, could a Texans win because simply be Diamondo Lenore is not able to go? He was a DMP yesterday. Again, I'm still waiting on the injury report for today, but that's one of the few guys that they have as veteran healthy player, or had been healthy player for that defense, and he is a really good one, right? Used to work inside, now outside. If they're missing him, does that give you an opportunity to maybe make a little some shake, maybe get a little bit of
doesn't
separation
hurt.
for your hurt, wide receiver?
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't hurt because your wide receiver room, speaking of, doesn't really scare anybody right now. That's that. If you haven't heard, another day of no Nico Collins, no Christian Kirk at Texas practice, which does not bode well. I think a lose because is Kyle Shanahan outdoes you.
This is an out-coach special waiting to happen. Because you say Kyle Shanahan. Don't forget Robert Saleh. Both of their play callers.
But Kyle Shanahan to me, because your strength is the defense.
I think you go head to head on both of the coordinator matchups, and I'm calling an L on those, and that feels kind of wild to say patently, but right now it feels.
Right now the Robert Saleh, that's a mismatch.
100%.
That's why I think the
loser. He's too little.
Yeah. I mean, that's he's too little. All due respect, which I means none, which in this case I know means none. I mean, he's punching down.
Without question.
He's punching down. To me, it's Shanahan and the combination of Burke and D'Amico. If you lose that, you know, you lose some schematic things. You get a cornerback that's not doesn't get his hands on somebody, or a linebacker that forgets to, you know, to run when he needs to run with George Kittle. That's a big problem. Kyle Shanahan knows exactly how to do that.
Shanahan is very familiar with D'Amico's defense.
Yes, he is. That to me might be the biggest one.
Yeah, and ultimately, again, that feels like a lose, because I'd be lying if I told you that I think that this is the victory coming for the Texans. Like, there's so much noise, which I understand I contribute to, so I'm not trying to make it seem like I don't acknowledge that, but there's also just been a clear issue with, one, acknowledging the right talent who gets on the field. Two, creating schematic advantage for that talent. And this is one of those things where the schematic advantage is clearly going to be over there, even though they're dealing with some hurt and they're on a better run of form. They've been playing better. The idea of maybe Texans win because they've been able to really make quarterbacks play outside of themselves in a bad way at NRG Stadium.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to see we will see what that sounds like over there, because again, the fan base, I wonder what the disillusionment is with this team right now.
Yeah, and there will be a lot of Niners fans there.
There will be. They travel. That's a whole other part of it. So yeah, that'll be very interesting. Somebody said, stop and Kittle on National Tight Ends Day. All right, man, see y'all in April. Quite possibly. I hear you. 281 Texans win because they can't afford to lose, and we've been there a number of times this week or this season.
That's fair.
We've been there a number of times this season.
They actually might have the money to lose. They might have a little more money than what you think. I think they can afford it.
We'll see. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, about that time where we hand things off to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got, man?
Yeah, man. So 713-572-4610. What is something you are willing to spend the night in jail over that money can't buy? And this is in honor of a story about a man who took something very important at a restaurant.
Okay, let's do that next.
Yes.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
It is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. What is something you are willing to spend the night in jail over that money can't buy? 713-572-4610. And I ain't talking about no spending years in prison and stuff like that.
You're talking about just, county.
Yeah, just one night.
Yeah,
just
but one night. One night, that's not nothing.
Not even a full 24 hours.
No, it's not nothing, but it's better than prison.
Yeah. And so what sparked this question for me is it was a story going on, I want to say it's in South Florida, about a man who worked in a restaurant. And this is what happened. This guy's a chef at a restaurant. And this is the story courtesy of Local 10 News in South Florida.
A chef apparently cooking up some trouble that landed him behind bars, all allegedly over stolen cookbooks. 50-year-old Carlos Gottberg is accused of swiping three recipe books from the Mordisco restaurant in Doral where he worked. According to an arrest form, those recipe books contained instructions specific to the business related to menu items used in the day-to-day operations. After looking at in-kitchen surveillance, staff found out that Gottberg swiped two recipe books on October 12th and another on October 19th. Gottberg was arrested Monday night a few blocks away at a second restaurant he worked at, a smoothie and sandwich shop. Witnesses there tell me three Doral officers came in to arrest him and that Gottberg appeared very calm. Police say he confessed to the thefts and was charged with theft of trade secrets.
Whatever he wanted, or I guess he's planning on starting another business or something, man. It must have been that KFC secret recipe or something.
Yeah, the Coca-Cola recipe or whatever it is.
Yeah, so before we get to that, I love
that he wanted to make sure. He went that first time, got a couple of books. He's like, hey, I can go one more.
You know what's interesting to me as I'm listening to this? They wouldn't have even had to gone to the surveillance tape because they wouldn't have known they were gone if you just take pictures. Just use your phone, man.
Yeah, you could.
I guess that's true.
Just take pictures.
I guess that's true. But
criminals are dumb.
Yeah. I mean, at least he ain't put up a fight afterwards. Yeah, like, yeah, you got me.
He was like, fair trade.
Yeah. Fair trade. Yeah. So actually, before we get to some answers, I actually dug up this audio. I actually found the audio of, I guess, the restaurant owner and the chef that took that cookbook and the recipe and all that stuff. And here's the back and forth of what happened between the two.
Let it be known that on this day, I, Sheldon J. Plankton, single-handedly overthrew the Krusty Krab.
Plankton, wait. You can't look at the formula.
Begging won't help.
I'm telling you, you won't be able to handle the truth. There's some things in this world that weren't meant for mortal eyes.
I don't care. Drum roll, please. Finally, after all these years, I'm about to find out what makes a Krabby Patty taste so good.
The old Krusty Krab.
Yeah, man. So,
Lopez, what you know about SpongeBob?
Oh, I had kids. That was in their wheelhouse.
Yeah, so apparently you got a real life plankton.
Yeah.
Just really trying to get that recipe.
That's hilarious.
So 713-572-4610. I started thinking, hey, what is something you willing to spend the night in jail over that? I ain't talking about something you could buy or some type of specific item or
and
anything
like that. Let's eliminate like a woman.
Yeah, because
everybody's going to say, hey, you know.
From the 832, is Shakira in my isolation shell okay?
Very, very predictable.
Yeah, so this is what I came up with.
Okay.
Learning how to make Lopez brisket.
Dude, I can teach you.
What?
No, I want to make it exactly the same. I ain't talking about just, hey, just give me the.
I can show you.
And also, it's a compliment, too, man.
Thank you very much.
It's a compliment. I will stay the night in jail just to make the exact same brisket you know how to make.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. And you would probably have to come over for several hours because it's a process.
Are you an overnight brisket guy?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Now I do others sometimes, but by and large, overnight. Yeah.
I think it's totally worth it, though.
Yeah.
I think it's worth it. Another,
you don't have to spend the night. You can come back in the morning. But
Nah. See, he's got it. The night will be spent in jail and he'll come back in the morning and finish that
okay,
up.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah. is one night in jail going to get me to Texas in the AFC Championship, or do I have to do a whole weekend?
That was next on my list.
Okay, well, let me hear the rest of your list.
So, Texans get to an AFC Championship, I will stay the night in jail.
100%. And that's more just selfish.
No, and that's
not even the Super Bowl.
Not even the Super Bowl.
I agree.
If you wanted them to get to an AFC championship game, mm-hmm. I would stay the night. And I'm not talking about 24 hours or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
You got me for 24. Like I said, I might go to weekend for that. Because that's selfishly.
Not Super Bowl weekend.
Selfishly, that is fantastic content right here on Sports Radio 610. Y'all
there
do
is
that.
There is that.
Yeah. The other thing is, this one kind of more recent. I think I'd stay the night for Nick Cayley to be gone.
This is good for
Shanahan or Kubiak.
Okay,
guy.
Okay.
So I want them to be
just
gone.
Just a guy or not? Why not just for Shanahan?
Yeah.
I mean, look, we ain't gonna get Shanahan, but
spending a night in jail. You better be looking.
give me that Shanahan offense or that Kubiak offense for Nick Cayley to be gone. I don't want to sit in jail for them to get another Patriots guy.
Oh, for sure. No, absolutely.
Yeah, just bring me that offense back.
The first part of that is intriguing, and you're not alone. Just Nick Cayley gone, you know?
Just Nick Cayley gone. I feel like we learned after last year that's not enough. You got to assure the backside of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how you end up with Cayley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And the other thing, this is more of an item. I feel like this kind of, maybe it do make sense. I would stay the night in jail if I could learn how to speak Spanish.
Oh, absolutely.
Fluently.
Oh, if I could do that instead of doing all these lessons?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd do it as well. Again, I'd go a weekend for that.
That's very much like mine. I would spend the night in jail if I could wake up and know how to play the piano. I've always wanted to learn how to play the piano. And if I knew how to play the piano, I would spend the night in jail.
Did you see my eyes? I was judgmental for a half second, but I was like, you know what? I can't tell you what you desire.
No. Hey, that's very impressive, though. Just imagine being at some type of little fancy dinner and they got the piano just then.
I just like
hey,
it. I just
here,
love
let me
it.
Go over there. You start playing some fancy type stuff.
I took lessons for like 3 months when I was in college and barely got going. And then obviously life gets in the way, work, all that stuff. But I'd love to learn, how to play the piano.
Hey, there's a few people who have stories in their lives. Because one said that they'd spend a night in jail to kick their girl's father's ass. And then somebody said that they spend a night in jail to kick both of their brothers-in-law's asses. And I'm just like,
wow,
hey, man. The family drama is fantastic. Like, I'm sure, because we're coming up on Thanksgiving here in a second. I'm sure you guys are in for a fun month here.
Hey, I appreciate the honesty. I'm like, man, I can't do it now, but I would spend a night in jail to do it.
I'm not asking y'all to tell me or anything, because I'm definitely not telling my own, but do y'all have a list of people that if it was legal, y'all would kick their ass?
Doesn't everybody?
I wanted to make sure I was not a psychopath, because I definitely got one of those.
I don't think I do, to be honest. I don't think I have.
I would have to think about it. I'm sure there's somebody.
Maybe in a moment, I might that moment, but like I don't have a list right now of people I hate.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a number of sports ones that I think people have, but I think I actually, it's not a long list. I want to make that clear, mm-hmm. but I do have a list of people that I'm like, I would if I could. I don't feel so strongly enough that I actually want to pay the consequences right now, but if the consequences were very minimal, mm-hmm. I can go for it.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So we always hear about the stories of people who, I guess, been dating for a long time and eventually get married, and mm-hmm. they wait till marriage to do some things with their wife. Mm-hmm. They hold out until marriage.
To finish the job.
Go apple picking?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, so.
Somebody said kick the Astros medical staff.
Yeah, they'd be in jail for, might be longer than that, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so how do you feel about this? So a couple waited to share their first kiss.
I think that's a lie.
At their wedding.
He said it's a lie?
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, do you think that's too much?
That's a lie.
How long did were they together?
It would have to be. It would have to be about 3 weeks for me.
They didn't kiss. I call BS.
No, some people's belief system goes that deep.
So kissing.
So when the Reverend or whoever said you may kiss the bride, that was their first time ever kissing.
Man,
I mean, more power to them because they got a will. Way stronger than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then also, I really hope that works out because there's a lot of road
mm-hmm.
From kissing on that could be end up being a thing that ends up creating resentment. And that's the last thing that I'd want.
This is a real story, Figgy?
Yeah.
They waited.
Okay. All right. That's crazy. That statement and what it implies is insane. I want you to take it back. That's crazy.
It just
that is a crazy question to ask. Okay. I want that noted.
Read the story. Does it say kiss like on, like a regular kiss?
Y'all wild on
it. It said the married couple have never kissed before their wedding ceremony.
Kissed what?
Have they? Okay, you don't have to ask it a second time. Have they hugged? Like, is this all intimacy? You know what I mean? Like. Have they held hands?
Yeah.
This is an arranged marriage. I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, probably was the first time when they got up to the altar. Or unless it was like some type of coming to America marriage where you first see her at the altar.
I still call BS.
That is Lopez, you old sinner, you. Shout out to Sonny Steve. Yeah, that feels pretty extreme, but you know, who am I to tell people how to live their lives? Mm-hmm. I just really and truly. I wish for them that they don't find a level of resentment.
It's some strong people, man.
Because it feels like there's a lot of things that could get you to a place where you're like, I resent you because I did this.
Hell, I've been trying to kiss on the first date.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So let me go right here. So tonight, NBA season kicked off already.
Mm-hmm.
We done seen the new Inside the NBA on ESPN, we didn't see.
Don't get used to it.
NBA on NBC, we see all that good stuff. But we haven't really talked about NBA on Amazon.
NBA on Amazon.
Yeah. NBA on Amazon, and I actually had the theme song right here. Do you want to hear the theme song?
Yeah, man.
I want you guys to grade this theme song.
Just a Blaze beat.
It do. I'm just waiting on Jay-Z to rap.
Right, that's 100%. Rock boys in the building tonight.
It sounds like it would grow on me. Sounds like it's all right. You like it?
I think it's cool. I think it's just a fire beat. It sounds like a beat to rap on.
It does feel like they pulled this off of YouTube where it's just, it said Just Blaze type beat.
Yeah.
And they pulled it and they were like, we could do this.
Yeah.
I do wonder, how does it feel when you actually have it in context of like What are they? Are they going to go full NBC where there's like a montage of plays that then take you into that? Because I think that that could make it feel even bigger. Like, I think Round Ball Rock, it was a fantastic composition, but the nostalgia of all of the things that come with it, and the Bob Costas, you know, setting the scene for you, leading into it. Like, I think that those things helped make the audio hit you a different way. Yeah. So I want to feel that context.
It's funny you both said that it sounds like a beat, you know, to rap to, because I was in my head, I was thinking, this sounds like you're supposed to talk over it, you know, from Oklahoma City, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, play, you could almost do like, live from Houston, Texas. You know, it sounds like you're supposed to be talking over it.
A matchup between the Rockets and the Pistons, a battle of the Thompson twins, KD's first game at home. You're listening to Amazon Prime with NBA Basketball. Yeah, it does feel like that's right there.
Yeah.
I felt good doing that too. That, yeah, I like that.
But it's perfect for that. That's how I heard it.
Man, this sounds like a Jay-Z beat to me.
It really 100%.
I'm still sticking with Jay-Z.
Just Blaze.
Hov.
You crazy for this one? Yeah, it does. It does.
It's both.
Honestly, I admission, I don't have Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, there's a workaround that I have for Thursday.
Oh, how was that?
It's actually not that. It's not illegal. It's Amazon Prime, because you know Amazon owns everything, and including that is Twitch. They actually actually stream the Thursday Night Football game on their Prime Video Twitch. I do wonder if they'll do that the same with NBA. And I was like, is this going to force me to get there now that we have another live sports thing that I'm going to be watching regularly? Like, am I going to be forced to get to that place?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Crazy. Man. All right. There you go. Another Figgy's mixtape. Another fantastic one, in fact, right here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. There's a lot of texts happening, and I don't know how many of them I should read, so I will just not. Appreciate you guys rocking with this, and I hope that you're getting ready to rock with the fellas of the Drive. They are out at Walk-Ons in spring, and that's who we will talk to here in a second. But before we do that, we've got to draft the weekend. We'll do all of that next. Yeah, it has been a football Friday. We've managed to have a little fun, regardless of, I think, how a lot of people, at least the folks that are texting in on the text line or messaging on the Twitch chat and the YouTube page, feels like there's some negativity, and I understand, rightfully so, I think. But we've had some fun on this Friday. Much appreciation to B. Scott for sitting in with us in the 11 o'clock hour, as he always does, and all of you for riding side saddle with us all the way through. Getting ready to talk to the fellas of the Drive here in a little bit. They are out at the Walk-Ons in spring. Go out and say what's up to the fellas, get you something to eat. Obviously, Academy gives you that opportunity with the football Friday.
They're glasses too, man.
They're still giving them.
That's right. And so I believe today is a Area 45 commemorative pint glass. So go out and catch one of those as well. And I just, look, I probably shouldn't say this too loud. However, you know, they usually have some extra ones of the other ones there. So, you know, maybe if you're missing one, just say a little something, see if they might have had an extra one for you.
All right, that's inside information right there.
Yeah, I got to be careful because the feds apparently out here running around looking for inside
Damon Jones doing the show right now.
Yeah, I got to be careful out here. So let me go ahead and
thank
move
you, Damon.
Yeah, let me move right along. Yeah. Remember, that is the Walk-Ons in spring. But like, before we get to any of that, you know, we got to draft the weekend. What are we looking forward to in sports this weekend? And Figgy Fig, you got call number one, my boy.
Yeah, so I was going to try to keep it local and all that stuff because it is basketball season, but I think I'm going to roll with the World Series. Dodgers, Lopez. Great Dodgers call. Versus the Blue Jays.
What would Lopez say, Figgy?
Let's go Dodgers!
I love it. I would have taken it.
Game one tonight, man.
Yeah, I would have taken the wrath as
Who's
well.
Who's on the mound?
Blake Snell?
Blake Snell.
God,
Blake,
this is going to be
that brother. That brother, like, 3-0. I think he 3-0 with a 0.something
he's
ERA.
He's one of those guys that's just better even, and he's awesome in the regular season.
I'm so sick that I'm not going to be actually sitting in front of a
better
TV this
in
evening.
The post. So you're going to Killeen.
I know. No, I'm actually going to Brenham.
Oh, that's right, because Killeen Ellison's playing. Okay, Brenham.
That's right. Yeah, shout out to my little brother and that
he plays
football
a tuba?
Team. No, he actually he's on the drum line. He's the leader of the drum line, my boy.
Okay,
come on now.
Candy.
Yeah, yeah. No, around these parts.
I didn't mean for it to be an insult.
We played a cool thing. You know what I mean?
We try to play his brother like he a tuba player or something, man.
With all love to the tuba.
Now you
players.
Watch. It's gonna be a brother playing the tuba tonight. I guarantee.
There is a brother playing the tuba. I've gone to some of their stuff, but yeah, that's a great call. World Series Game One. Blake Snell on the mound. It's going to be really fun.
It's gonna be a fun series for sure. And of course, we'll cover it as we move along. Who's next? Me.
It's up to you. I'll let you have it if you really
go
want
ahead.
It.
You know what? I'm in a generous mood. I'll let you have it because I know what you're going to pick.
You do know what I'm going to pick. You dirty something or other. Yeah. Give me Rockets Pistons, man. Home opener. I want to see just how excited Houston is to show up for this team now that they're in a different place. But I think there's a lot of questions still. How quickly are they figuring out some of the things point guard wise? It's going to be an issue that's going to take a while. But, you know, what is the difference from game one to game two, right?
Yeah.
Is it going to look the same? Was it just them playing against the Thunder and the particular ball pressure that they put? Although, I will say the Pistons got some really good defenders as well. But, yeah, I'm just super excited to see how it continues to unfurl with the Rockets, especially in the first game at home. So, yeah, let me get Rockets Pistons 7 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, that's absolutely a good one. Now, you may be wondering why none of us, and including me coming up, has not picked an NFL game yet. You know, we really didn't go through the weekend schedule too much today. We have over the course of the week. Not exactly a knockdown, drag-out, must-see schedule of NFL.
You got a lot
games
of teams on
week.
Bye. You want me to run through the teams on bye?
Yeah.
The Lions are on bye. The Raiders are on bye, which fine. The Rams are on bye.
Mm-hmm.
The Cards are on bye, which fine. The Seahawks are on bye. And the Jags are on bye. There's some teams that usually put up some good football, and there's a number of them who are not playing this week. So that also hurts.
Yeah, some decent games, but nothing that I would take over Texas A&M versus LSU in Death Valley. Saturday night football, a lot on the line for both schools, believe it or not. Certainly LSU, I don't know if they want to win or lose, to be honest, but should be a lot of fun.
Figgy, up.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go local now. I'm gonna go with the Cougs and Arizona State.
Mm-hmm. Great call.
And I know the last time or the only Cougs loss was against a ranked team, a top 10. Well, I think it was top 8 at the time in Texas Tech, but Arizona State is ranked 24th.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious to see how they're gonna put up a fight right there.
And coming off a big win themselves, Arizona State.
Yeah, for sure. Is it bad because they beat Texas Tech, right?
Yeah.
Is it bad to say that I'm very nervous about this one for the
Cougs?
No,
you should be.
Like, I would like to project confidence in this case, but I've seen enough of this offense. Like, as a K-State fan, it started looking very much like, oh, so we just got the running quarterback out here in Connor Wegman, and the passing game is just not going to be there in a robust way.
Yeah.
You hope that they can maybe figure out some of those things, but Arizona State's going to be a tough battle for them. So.
The good news is, and I haven't, you know, religiously watched Arizona State, but last week and you know, some highlights here and there, they're going to be missing their best player, their wide receiver, Jaden Tyson. So that bodes well for the Cougs. Go ahead.
I should take a college football game, but I do actually want to go to the NFL. I'm actually very interested in Bears Ravens now. This isn't really super, it doesn't.
The obvious question is why.
It's not super consequential for the Texans. However, what answers do the Ravens have now that Lamar Jackson seems to be returning? And I have not taken enough of a look at what Ben Johnson is doing with the Bears, so I feel like this is a good opportunity to do both of those in that noon window where I will have to be kind of peeking because, of course, we'll be watching Texans Niners.
Yeah, it's college football weekend, and I'm having a hard time trying to decide which one I would pick next. So I'm going to go ahead and get, I know I'll be doing this, checking in at least over the course of the weekend, and that is game 2. Dodgers at Blue Jays should be a lot of fun, and I'm sure I'll be checking in on some of those college football games specifically.
You want to go one more?
Let's do one more.
We can go one more.
All right, here you go, Fig. You got your final selection here.
Yeah, so I'm going to go over to the NFL as well. I'm going to go with Packers and Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of want to see what the Steelers going to do against the Packers.
Man, that's
Packers
the game of the week in terms of the Sunday games.
Yeah. So I think this is be a big tell to see if the Steelers are for real.
Mm-hmm. No, that's the highlight game, at least on Sunday.
I'll leave your Heisman quarterback for you. Give me Oklahoma Ole Miss. I feel like this...
That's the other one on the list.
Yeah, I think that this one is set up where you got the little numbers next to the team, so you know that this obviously has consequence when it comes to rankings. But more importantly, I think that this is set up kind of nicely for a capital C, capital F college football type game where you have strength on strength, a great offense versus a great defense, and then weakness on weakness, a poor offense versus a poor defense, and shenanigans can and I think will ensue in this one. So I'm watching that one for sure.
Yeah, and the afternoon game, I'll wrap it up. Missouri, number 15, Vanderbilt, number 10. Not exactly the showcase matchup you thought you would get this at this point in the season. And both two of the best quarterbacks, probably the best quarterback matchup on Saturday, depending on what you think of Nussmeier at LSU at this point. But Prabula and Diego Pavia, that's gonna be a fun game.
If we went five rounds, I'd be lying if I said four. But if we went five rounds, one of the games that would absolutely come up for me is Auburn Arkansas, because that game also has high levels of possibility for hilarity.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.